USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, President Trump is calling on Congress to pass a COVID-19 relief package. In a tweet on Saturday, the president saying it's time for lawmakers, including support from Democrats, to make it big and focused. Hundreds of thousands of people from all over the country joined a peaceful rally on Saturday in the nation's capital to show their support for President Trump and his calls for election integrity as part of a movement called Stop the Steal. Some Black Lives Matter protesters and Antifa protesters in Washington, D.C. becoming violent. Several Trump supporters were attacked, and one Trump supporter was brutally knocked out.
Fire!
Conservatives holding more rallies in Washington, D.C. today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
President Trump continues to contest the election, but if Joe Biden is sworn into office next January 20th, he would likely issue a flood of executive orders on abortion, the climate, and immigration. Biden has also indicated that he would join the Paris Climate Accords and also take us back to the 2016-2015 foreign policy, much of the same that was under former President Barack Obama. H.R. McMaster tells Fox News he believes this would be a huge mistake.
Yeah, it would be a really big mistake, Brett, to try to turn the clock back to 2016 and resurrect the Iran nuclear deal. The Iran nuclear deal was a political disaster masquerading as a diplomatic triumph. It was a fundamentally flawed agreement.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Week 10 of the NFL season kicks off just after 1 o'clock Eastern time. Your early games highlighted by the Green Bay Packers hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In shades of early days of the coronavirus pandemic, some supermarkets are reporting shortages of paper products and a surge of hoarding behavior by shoppers. Kroger is starting to limit purchases once again, and Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen on why the shortages are happening now.
It was really learnings that we had from early in the pandemic, and what we found was that we didn't have limits on early enough. There's plenty of product in the supply chain, and we just thought it would be much better to be proactive because as long as people only buy what they need, there's plenty of supply in the supply chain.
As far as the products in high demand, McMullen tells ABC's Good Morning America,
well, you know, obviously the turkeys, and I mentioned it's fascinating people are buying smaller turkeys. They're still continuing to do more things from scratch. Now, Thanksgiving's one of those holidays where you always have a lot of flour, baking products, all of that, just to prep for the holiday. Everything that we see, there's going to be a ton of people buying, and comfort food is definitely back in style.
According to new census data, the marriage rate in the United States plunged to an all-time low in 2019. For every 1,000 unmarried adults in 2019, this number was 35 a decade ago in 2010 and 86 in 1970. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.